Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building a Dub Siren framework from scratch in Ableton Live 12, but with a very specific mission. This is not just a cool sound design trick. We are making a siren that actually belongs in old school jungle, classic D&B, and darker roller energy. Something that feels like a signal, a warning, a call sign. Something that can sit above breaks, push transitions forward, and add that smoked out dub pressure without destroying your low end. The key idea here is simple. In D&B, a dub siren lives in the top layer. It's there to answer the drums and bass, not fight them. So the whole job is to keep it bright enough to cut through, controlled enough to stay musical, and simple enough that it works in arrangement. If it gets too wide, too busy, too bright, or too full in the low mids, it starts smearing the groove. And in this style, the groove is everything. So let's build it from the ground up. Start with a new MIDI track and load operator. Keep it monophonic if you can, because that single voice behavior is exactly what makes a dub siren feel intentional and classic. Go with one simple oscillator first. Oscillator can be a sine or triangle. Keep the octave around zero, or up one octave depending on how high you want it to sit. Set the amplitude envelope with a very fast attack, a short to medium decay, a low sustain, and a fairly short release. You want it to speak quickly, like a phrase, not bloom into a pad. What to listen for here is a tone that feels plain but alive. Not polished, not huge, just a clean electrical signal with attitude. If it already sounds too produced at this point, that's usually a sign the sound is going to get messy once the processing starts. Now we shape the actual siren movement. This is where the character lives. Use the pitch envelope in operator to create that classic rising and falling warning motion. You do not need to overdo it. A bend of a few semitones can already sound wicked in a jungle context. You can push it more if you want a more dramatic call, but subtle often sounds nastier because it leaves space for the break to stay aggressive. At the same time, bring in the filter. A low pass or a band pass shape both work depending on flavor. Start the cutoff somewhere in the low to mid range and then open it up a bit as needed. Add moderate resonance, but keep it under control. Too much resonance and it stops sounding like a siren and starts sounding like a novelty synth. Why this works in D&B is because the movement needs to feel like a signal rising out of the fog, not a laser beam. The break is already carrying a lot of energy. Your siren should add tension, not compete for attention every second. At this point, you can choose a direction. If you want vintage rawness, keep it mostly sine or triangle based. Keep the filter simple and only add a little saturation later. That gives you a more heritage-coded jungle feel. If you want darker and more modern, add a second oscillator an octave higher or with slight attune, and push the harmonics a bit harder. That version can work really well in heavier rollers or more industrial D&B, but you have to be careful with the top end and the stereo image. For this lesson, I'd lean toward the raw version first. It usually sits more convincingly in an old-school context. Next, add saturator after operator. The purpose here is not to make it louder. The purpose is to give it enough harmonic density that it can still speak through dense breaks and small systems. A little drive goes a long way. Start around a few dB and use soft clip if you want a safer edge. Then trim the output so you're matching bypass rather than just getting fooled by volume. What to listen for is whether the siren stays audible when the drums come in. If it disappears behind the hats and snare ghosts, it probably needs a touch more saturation. If it turns into brittle noise or loses its pitch identity, you've gone too far. That's the balance. Keep it rude enough to cut, but not so rude that it collapses into fizz. After that, bring in EQ8. This is where you protect the mix. High pass the unnecessary low end, usually somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the patch. If the siren feels boxy, pull a little out around 250 to 500 Hz. If it starts getting sharp, tame the 2.5 to 5kHz region. And if there's fizzy top end that starts competing with the hats, gently reduce somewhere around 7 to 10kHz. You do not want to make it hi-fi. In this style, a bit of roughness is part of the charm. But you do want it disciplined. The siren should slice over the top of the track without making the snare feel smaller. A really useful test at this stage is to loop the break and sub while you shape the sound. Don't work in solo for too long. What to listen for here is very specific. Does the siren mask the snare transient? Does it clash with the hats in the upper mids? Does it start building low mid mud once the tail rings out? If the answer is yes, don't just keep boosting or EQing endlessly. Often the fix is shorter phrasing, less sustain, or less delay later. Now let's add the dub space. Load echo after EQ8. This is where the siren starts becoming a framework instead of just a sound. Set a delay time that matches the groove, maybe an eighth, a dotted eighth, or a quarter note depending on the tempo and how much movement you want. Keep the feedback in a controlled range. Filter the repeats so they don't get harsh, and keep the low cut fairly high so the echoes do not cloud the kick and sub. This is a big one indeed, NB. Constant delay wash can flatten the kick-snare relationship. So use the echo-like arrangement language. Let it appear on the last hit of a phrase, or in the intro, breakdown, and transition moments. Don't leave it running wide open through the whole drop unless you really want that smeared, fogged-out texture. What to listen for is whether the repeats are receding into space between the drums, or whether they are filling every gap and making the groove cloudy. You want the first one. Once you've got a phrase you like, commit it. Resample a 1-bar or 2-bar siren performance to Audino. This is one of the best workflow moves in the whole lesson. Once it's printed, you can trim it, cut the tails, create stabs, make longer sweeps, reverse the tail, and treat it like real arrangement material. That matters because in jungle and classic DNB, the siren is often more effective as an audio asset than as a live patch you keep tweaking forever. Print a dry version, a delayed version, and maybe a darker filtered version. Those three states will give you a lot of arrangement mileage without constantly rebuilding the sound. Now place it against the drums properly. This is where the siren becomes musical in the DNB sense. Let it answer the rhythm rather than float above it blindly. You can use a short call before the drop, a stab on the offbeat, or a longer tail at the end of a 4-bar phrase. In an 8-bar intro, for example, you might let it appear lightly in bars 3 and 4, then open it up more in bars 7 and 8 to signal the drop. On the drop, pull it back and let the break and sub establish themselves. Then bring it back in the second half of the tune with a different filter, position or delay length. That contrast is important. If the siren is equally active all the time, it stops feeling like a moment and starts feeling like wallpaper. And this is a really good rule to remember. One well-placed siren hit can do more than a whole bar of constant movement. A strong siren in DNB should feel like a section marker. Like the track is saying, now we're moving, now we're turning, now something is about to happen. That's the energy we want. As you place it in context, check the mix in full. Don't judge the sound alone. A siren that feels huge in isolation can be completely wrong once the low end and break are running. So listen for whether it competes with the snare crack, whether it fights the hats, and whether the delay tail is adding clutter. If it's interfering, shorten the envelope, reduce the feedback, or high pass a bit more aggressively. Most of the time, the cleanest fix is not more processing. It's less duration. Keep the main siren centered. If you want width, let it live in the repeats or in printed tails, not in the fundamental tone. That keeps the center strong and helps the track stay solid on club systems. Now automate it a little. Open the filter gradually across a section. Nudge the delay feedback up before a drop. Add a touch more saturation before a transition. Just be careful not to automate everything at once. One major change per 4 or 8 bars is usually enough. If everything is moving constantly, the siren loses its ceremonial role and just becomes generic motion. A really useful bonus habit is to build 3 versions early. A dry core, a delay-heavy transition version, and a darker backup version. That makes arrangement fast. You can drop one in for the intro, another for the pre-drop, and another for the second drop lift without redesigning the patch every time. And here's a reminder that matters. If the siren sounds exciting in solo but the snare loses authority when it enters, stop trying to make the patch bigger. Start making the arrangement cleaner. Shorter phrases. Less feedback. Less overlap. In DNB, restraint often sounds more expensive than excess. A couple of advanced variations are worth keeping in your pocket. You can alternate between 2 nearby notes for a more ritualistic call and response feel. You can narrow it into a darker bandpass shape if the track is already bright. You can layer a very quiet octave up duplicate if you want a sharper edge. And you can resample the tail, chop it, reverse it, and turn it into a transition bed. That kind of reuse gives you more impact without making the arrangement feel random. So the overall logic is this. Simple monophonic source, clear pitch motion, controlled saturation, disciplined EQ, arrangement aware delay, and then commit it to audio once it works. That's how you get a dub siren that feels authentic, club-ready, and useful in a real DNB track. Not just a sound, a signal. To recap, build the siren and operator with a clean single-voice tone, shape the warning-style pitch bend, add saturation for harmonic presence, clean it with EQ, and use echo sparingly and musically. Keep the core centered, check it against the break and sub early, and print the best phrases to audio so you can treat them like arrangement material. That's the whole game. Now I want you to try the practice challenge. Build one usable dub siren phrase in 15 minutes using only operator, saturator, EQ8, and echo. Make one 8-bar loop, keep the core mostly mono, and print at least one dry version plus one darker or more delayed variation. Then drop it into an intro or a pre-drop and see if it still works when the drums and bass are moving. If it does, you've got a real jungle tool on your hands. Go make it happen.